It's back. It's bigger. It's better than ever. The Making Spirits Bright Holiday Light Show over at Evergreen Park. You're number two. Jerry, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, and you've added some new things this year, and it really sounds like you're going to make this an annual thing now, aren't you?
We definitely are.
All right, tell us about it. What's new this year?
Well, thanks to a very nice donation from the Sharon S. Richardson Hospice, we have most of their lights display that they have had out on their property for some years now. They have decided to discontinue that and graciously gave us all those displays. So you will see those in the park this year
Very nice.
At the quarry. Additionally, we've made some new displays ourselves. There's some surprises we feel this year that we're not going to share. And even the ones that were there last year might be in a different place or reconfigured. So it's still going to look very new this year.
Super. And you've got a Funland this year, too, you want to tell everybody about. What's that,
yes,
what's that about?
Yes, actually, over at the Quarry View Center, which we're calling Funland, it was there last year, too, but we're trying to emphasize it a little more this year. They are open Thursday through Sunday only. And the hours can be found, because they vary, on our website at rotarymakingspiritsbright.org.
Yep.
Over there are many things to enjoy. We have Santa every night that they're open. There is entertainment most of those nights as well. We have some light refreshments for sale. And area high school students have again decorated wreaths. You can purchase raffle tickets in order to get a chance to win one of those. And new this year, from 4 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, we have an activity corner where children can come and create something, whether it be decorating a cookie or making it a Christmas ornament, for example. So, and we encourage people to go there first before they go to the light show. As people experienced last year, we don't allow a left turn coming out of the park for traffic concerns. So it's much easier if they visit Funland first and then make the park there.
Yeah, because you would have to make the left turn to get over to Funland.
Absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, it's over at Evergreen Park again this year. And it's starting this Friday, right?
It opens up starting this Friday. We will be open every night through December 28th, with the exception of Christmas Eve, the 24th. But we will be there Christmas night, 5 to 9. And we just expect it to be bigger and better than last year. And we're so grateful for our two premier sponsors again this year, Festival Foods and Dave and Sandy Soxy. We appreciate their continued support and confidence in our event.
And, of course, the other part of this is your admission is a food item.
Actually, yes, and we technically say our admission is free, but we're encouraging people to bring items for the food pantries. Mm-hmm. There have been numerous articles in the newspaper of late, Liz Kroll, the coordinator of the Sheboygan County Food Bank, indicating that the need has increased rather than decreased, and the input of items has gone down, which is, of course, the wrong direction. So we're hoping that we will do even better than we did last year with the collection of those items.
And last year, if I'm not mistaken, I saw on your website you had like a 3-month supply for area pantries, right, from all the donations that came in?
That's what most pantries told us.
Yeah.
We estimated about 41,000 items were brought in last year, which is just huge.
So
and my own personal goal is that we'll reach 60,000 this year.
I think it's doable. I think it's doable. And everybody, you know, you can donate as much as you can, right? You
Absolutely.
Don't have to just bring one item.
Absolutely.
If you bring a bag full of items,
come
all the
often.
Yes.
Bring every time. Additionally, people often ask about cash donations, and we do want to clarify that. Yes, we do accept cash donations at the end of the route. Those, however, are earmarked for operations allowing us to grow the event and to maintain our lights. However, if somebody chooses to make a cash donation or a monetary donation to the Sheboygan County Food Bank, they can make a check payable directly to them, and we will see to it that that is given over to the appropriate source.
All right, super. Jerry Plain with the Rotary Club. It's the Making Spirits Bright Holiday Light Show again over at Evergreen Park. Starts this Friday, the 29th, and we wish you luck. And this is going to be an annual thing, as you pointed out. And I think it's a great addition to the Christmas season for the Sheboygan area.
And that's our hope, a new tradition in Sheboygan.
Sounds great.